This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 673, What to Say When Your Grammar is Wrong.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn when and how to correct yourself on the IELTS speaking exam if you've made a mistake, just like natives do all the time.
Hey, Jessica, are you excited for the web class that's happening tonight? I can't believe it's tonight or today.
I know, it's today. It depends on what part of the world you're in, if it's day or night. But yes, January 29th. Let's say that. It is happening today on January 29th. Yeah, it's going to be so cool, guys. Lindsay and I are going to be talking about how to be yourself in English, how to find your personality, express yourself naturally and uniquely, right? Finding your voice in English. So, of course, this helps you for the speaking exam, but then just all of your life, it helps you.
It's gonna be awesome. So, guys, go and sign up. Grab a spot last minute. Go to allearsenglish.com/you. That's Y-O-U. And get in. It's happening at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's New York time. And what time is that in Portland, Jessica?
1 p.m. Portland time. PST. Okay. Yes. And guys, do you want to talk to me and see if you should take your IELTS exam and when you should take your IELTS exam? Well, you can have a 15-minute level check with me for free if you leave us a review and we choose your name. Super exciting.
Yeah, guys. So go on over and leave us a review, and we are going to randomly select one lucky person to get that level check. That's something that we know you guys want because you want to know where you're at, right? Where is your level right now and how can you get to where you need to be?
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, definitely leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen to the podcast, and be honest about what you like about the show, what you would like us to do differently, if anything, or just ask us an IELTS question.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, Jessica, let's get into it. So what are we talking about today? I mean, we're talking about the speaking test, right? I'm excited for this. Yes.
Definitely. So a three-key student in our Facebook group asked a really good question, and this has actually come up a few times from students in the past couple weeks. So I know that a lot of you guys have the same question, and it's about grammar. Lindsay, do you want to read the question?
Yes, let me pull that up. Let me see. Okay, here we go. So, hi, Jessica. In my speaking exam, if I correct myself after making a mistake while talking, for instance, I say work instead of worked, then I correct myself there. Is it good or bad to correct our mistakes on the speaking test? Because I see I do this a lot while I'm listening to my recorded answer. Thanks. What a good question and very insightful, too.
Yeah, that's a great question. And you could see how hard this student is working, like practicing her speaking answers, recording herself, listening to herself, right? So just another example of an inspirational three-key student. I love it. So the answer is yes, for sure you should correct yourself, right? And this is something that our student Vanessa, who got a 7.5 on speaking, we actually talked about this because she was like, my speaking is not perfect. What about my grammar? So guys, if you think you are making a grammar mistake, do correct yourself. That is natural. Even natives make mistakes. So you could still get a 7.5, an 8 on speaking and have a couple mistakes and have some other times where you make mistakes and correct yourself. That's totally natural.
Absolutely. And I it shows that fluency, that level of fluency and being able to, like, being in charge of the language, in charge of what you're saying. You're not a victim of a grammar mistake, right? That's how natives are. So that's going to get you a higher score. So then how can we do it? Let's give our listeners today a few ways that they could actually correct themselves if they do make that mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, because that's the next question is like, okay, I should correct myself, but how do I do that?
Yeah.
So, this isn't like high level academic vocab, because this is something that natives do all the time. And so we have certain phrases that we say all the time. So maybe it doesn't sound impressive, but it is natural, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one is just super easy. Just be like, oops, I mean, whatever. Yeah. So you say, I work. Oops, I mean, I worked. That's easy.
Yeah. You know, I have a question here. So I bet a lot of our listeners are wondering, you know, when it comes to these casual corrections that we're sharing today, are they okay in every part of the speaking test? Even if speaking part three, we're going to elevate our language a little bit. What do you think?
I think they're appropriate for all over the place. Right? Because speaking is spontaneous, and correcting yourself in the moment is a very spontaneous action, right? So I think using these phrases anywhere is appropriate for sure. You know, the point isn't vocab. The point is the grammar, letting the examiner know that you know the correct rule, right? So you don't get marked down for, you know, having more mistakes than you actually would have made. So as I said, I mean, I make grammar mistakes, right? And vocabulary mistakes for that matter. Like I'll say something and I'll be like, that's not quite right. I mean, whatever. So this happens all the time. Hello, lovely students. If you want to control your speaking exam, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System and you will enjoy your test. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Okay, good to know. So this can be useful in every aspect of the speaking test, speaking part 1, 2, or 3. Awesome. Okay, so the first one, Jessica, is just saying oops and then correcting yourself, right?
Right. So when we correct ourselves, we always say, I mean, right? Or you can also say, I meant to say, right? If you want to add more words, they're both the same. They're both fine. And then another really native way to do this would be like, oh, forgive me. What I should say is...
Yeah.
Whatever.
What I should say is blank, and then we correct ourselves. Yeah, that sounds a little bit more formal, sounds sophisticated. It sounds good.
You know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, some of these phrases would be better for part three, right? Like, definitely forgive me, what I should say is, that definitely sounds more formal than oops, I mean. let's make a list here, guys, as you're taking notes today. And of course, this will be in the blog post for this episode too. I'll divide these into, you know, formal and informal ones. So come back to the blog, guys. This is episode 673. And I will list these phrases. Okay. What else could we say when we make a mistake, Lindsay?
Well, I like to say wait. So, oh, wait. And then including what we said before, I meant to say, or I mean. So adding that wait is a good one. Yes.
Yeah, totally. Like I think I say that a lot. Because what I'm doing also is signaling that I need to think for a second to correct myself, right? Yeah. So I think this is really natural, and I know I use it all the time.
Yes, absolutely. The more natural we are, the better.
Exactly. And the next one is quite formal. Lindsay, you thought of this one, using or rather. This is – I like this. This sounds fancy. How would you use this to correct yourself?
Okay, so when I make a mistake, I might say, well, give me an example of a mistake. Let me see, if you want to say, I went, but you should have said, I had been, right? So I went, or rather I had been, right? So
yeah,
I went,
perfect.
Or rather I had been is how we would do that.
That's good. And like the pronunciation and when we pause is also important, right? I think the rhythm of correcting ourselves can be very natural. So there would be like, so I went, or rather I had been. And it's kind of like this slight pause for emphasis. So we like focus on the correct way of saying it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is another one of those hacks. I feel like a few years ago, we did a few episodes around how to kind of save your grammar score, but at the same time score points on vocabulary by using that as an opportunity. It feels like this is one of those episodes. I love it.
Yeah, totally. We've done some really cool episodes on seizing opportunities in speaking,
yes,
turning any disadvantages towards advantages. I'll look for a couple more, guys, and link to those in the blog post. So again, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and this is episode 673. It will be chock full of resources for your speaking exam.
Yeah, it's true, because you're only in the speaking test for a limited amount of time, a very short amount of time. So you need to use every opportunity to increase your score. And it's all about knowing how to do that, right? It's so much more than just going in and answering the questions, right? It's so much more than that.
Exactly, guys. And knowing that you can do this, being able to ask us or a member of our team, should I do this on the speaking exam? Will this affect my score? First of all, being able to ask us about anything in your preparation in the Facebook group, huge advantage of being a three-key student, right? And this goes towards our notion of controlling what you can, right? Knowing what to expect and controlling what you can. So that's why in the course, we tell you exactly what the examiner is looking for, to give you that 7, that 8, that 9. And like Vanessa got a 7.5 from using our strategies for all three parts on the speaking test. So guys, if you are well prepared for speaking and you have the answers like you got today about correcting yourself, then that's what allows you to relax and enjoy that exam and get that 7.5 like Vanessa, get that 8 like Laird, right? Like get the highest scores that you can.
Yeah, Vanessa really did an amazing job. So she was a personal coach student, right? So she was able to meet with you a few times on Skype, and she did that. And she also dedicated herself to that plan, right? I mean, she was I imagine she was really in it 100%. And that's what the successful students do. They follow the plan step by step.
For sure. And ask us lots of questions on Facebook as well.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, just having that interaction and that support. Oh, it's so good. So I'm just going to throw out one last phrase, just because this is what I say all the time. If I make a mistake, especially if I say the wrong word, like it's not quite the right adjective that I meant or, right? Just not quite the right word I wanted to say, then I would stop and be like, oh, wow, that's totally not what you say. I mean, and then, right? Like offer the correct one. So it's nice having a longer phrase like this because it gives you time to think about a better word at the same time.
Yep. Yeah. And it's very fluent. It's very fluid and fluent. And it's kind of like you're talking to yourself a little bit, but in kind of a very natural way. So yeah, I think it would be impressive. Yeah.
Exactly. So guys, definitely tell us what you thought of today's episode or any episode that is your favorite, or ask us a question. Leave us a review, guys. We are having the review contest this month. It's only going for the next couple weeks. So leave us a review and maybe we will choose your name and you can have a session with me on Skype.
Awesome. And guys, remember, if you want to get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System, that is the system that Vanessa was in to get her overall 8, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the basic plan. And if you want the plan that Vanessa had, again, to get that 8, go to allearsenglish.com/coach and you'll get those personal coach training sessions with Jessica on Skype.
Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome. Okay. Sounds good. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
All right, you too. Have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.